What's goody, guys? This is Your Car Wrecked here. Welcome to another podcast episode. And in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my 5 tips to conserve laptop battery life. Let's get started. So many of you guys get frustrated with having your laptops and whatnot and having your battery drained down to, let's say, from 90% to maybe 50% or maybe down to 30% in maybe 30 minutes to an hour. And some of you guys may not have this issue because you have the latest devices, which can last almost a day. But for those that have the issue of having their battery life drain in less than an hour, this can be a pain. In today's episode, I'm going to be teaching you guys 5 tips to help conserve your battery life. The first tip that I have that will help you conserve your battery life on your laptop is to change the power efficiency mode. On Windows 10, this is very, very, very effective, especially for if you use the battery icon and change the slider to either Better Battery or Battery Saver. I recommend Better Battery if you like to keep your brightness up, and I recommend Battery Saver if your battery is either very bad or if your battery is good and you prefer to get maximum battery life rather than quality. The second tip on my list, well, this also has to do with brightness, but you can actually toggle the brightness on your laptop. Of course, many people always ask the question, why would I do that? Well, because the brightness in LCD or LEDs in your screen draw power from the battery. The higher the brightness, the more heat is generated and the more battery life it draws. As always, if you're outside, this can be a pain, so this is what I recommend. If you're outside, turn your brightness on max. You're gonna need it when you're outside in the sun, but when you go back inside, you can turn your brightness down to 70 or 60% depending on the lighting in the room, as you're not gonna need any high brightness when you're just sitting in a dark room with blackout curtains, probably in somebody's room, or you could be a hacker, you know, sitting in their mom's basement. That's just a joke. Number 3, always make sure that you check your battery often. Windows 11 users, and especially Lenovo users, and some Dell users may be able to check their battery quality of life status using an application or whatnot, and these applications will read your battery's health and determine if your battery is weak, if it has a weak charge, and if this is the case, then you may need to consider alternative steps. Now, number 4. If the alternative steps don't work, you may have to replace your battery altogether. Now, I recommend waiting at least 6 to 12 months before replacing your battery, because if you replace your battery too often, it's not cost effective. Also, most batteries will degrade slowly over a year depending on how you use them. Number 5. This is a big one. Do not overcharge your laptop. Wait, now I know what you're thinking. Laptops don't get overcharged. Actually, that is actually technically incorrect. Laptops, in a way, do still get overcharged, whether they say 101% or whether they say 100%. You can still overcharge your laptop, actually. So even though the overcharge protection is built in, if you leave it on the charger for way longer than what it's designed to carry in capacity, say you have it on max capacity on 100% and you leave it on the charger for like an hour more. For every hour that it's on the charger, an hour longer than what the maximum battery will allow it to hold, basically it's like friction. It pushes up against that boundary and it erodes it over time. So even though you may not be able to overcharge your battery physically noticeably, you will over time degrade your battery's life because you're pushing that boundary and that friction is eroding your battery over time. That friction of the power cell, it's gonna cause your battery to go dead very quickly. You actually might not have known that, and it's actually with most phones, you may notice this more on phones more so than laptops. As with your phone, unless you have like a super fancy phone like a Motorola, modern Motorola or Samsung or an iPhone, you may notice that with the older Androids, you could actually notice that within 6 months, your battery stops lasting 2 days and only lasts about 16 hours. And this is mainly because even though you didn't overcharge it, you left it on the charger all night, and that friction in the battery caused your battery life to erode away. So it's not noticeable quickly, but it's slow and progressive, as that's the problem with most batteries. So I would recommend unplugging your battery as soon as it's fully charged, and if you're not gonna put your laptop on sleep, then the most common practice, shut the laptop down. Anyway, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, making a lot of sense of your day with your battery life, making your life a lot easier. I'll see or hear you guys in the next episode, and stay tuned for announcements on my Twitter page, because my co-host should be getting his act together, ready to host some episodes with me very, very soon.